We're going to study from the Sfasemis, Parshas Chayei Saro, Shnas, Tov, Reish, Mem, Zayin. These editions of the Sfasemis, beginning with the left-hand column on page 176. The Pasuk says, Va'avraham Zakein Va Bayamin. Avraham Avinu was Zakein, which doesn't just mean elderly, it means Zikna, as we'll explain, Chochma, V'Hashem Berach es Avraham Bakol. And Hashem blessed Avraham Avinu Bakol with everything. The Medrash, the word Zakein means Shekono Chochma, Zekono Chochma. It's a person who's acquired wisdom, and so too says the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis. Medrash Rabbah says, Zekono Beis Elamin. That's what Avraham Avinu acquired were the two worlds, Elam Hazeh and Elam Haba. Now, at first, while these look like two completely different interpretations, Chachma on the one hand, and then the Elamis, Elam Hazeh and Elam Haba on the other. Not that they contradict, but the Sfasemis says it's more than that, they just don't contradict, they actually come together. And he explains, ki, kishehaadam ba el hachochma ha'amitius, when someone truly gains wisdom, via idea, such a person knows and may even understand, levatel atzmoi el hashem yisbar, to completely give up one's own self-interest, one's own particularism, when one is completely subjugated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the person's choice. I am and will be as Hashem wants me to be. Do what Hashem wants me to do. Add to the world as Hashem wants me to add to the world. Partner, literally partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. That's wisdom. That's a truly wise person. Because then a person, you could see, is looking at things and saying, it's not about me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the whole world, the universe. So it's really all about Him. That's obvious. Now, applying that to my life means that everything I do and how I do it, where, when, and how, and with whom else, it's all about and for Him. That's wisdom. And then how to go about doing that every moment of every day of one's life, that's the fine wisdom of Torah with the goal of it's all for Him. That was like that, the famous book written about Rabbi Herman, you know, All for the Boss. It's a very, very classic, fantastic book. In fact, fantastic person who lived that way. Lovely. First, had gave rise to a beautiful mishpacha and gloriously so, but it was all for the boss. To the extent that a person then separates himself and has no interest selfishly in this world, umevatel atzmai el hasherish. Now the sherish here means the source of all things, including the source of his or her own neshama. I'm seeking to do that which will empower all the alamais, inclusive of the alamites that reach all the way up to the Kisya Kavod itself, where the Sherish, where the source, where did the Neshama come from? The Neshama is the most holy aspect of anything that exists in this world, short of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So it's at the Sherish. That's what you want to perfect. You know, in the Akedah, it says by the Akedah, when he was told, stop, stop, it says, Avraham, Avraham. So, what does it mean? So the Medrash, there's a Medrash that says it means Avraham Lamala, Avraham Lamata. Avraham in the heavens, Avraham here on earth. What does that mean? So, in the Argud Al-Yahu, Rav Gedal Mishnor says, because Avraham Avinu was the image and the res detra for the creation of the world. Behi Baram, it says in Parshas Bereishis, which is the letters of Avraham. Which means that there's an image of Avraham, so to speak, in Shemayim. There at the Shairish of all Neshamis, there's a certain Avraham, a picture of Avraham, waiting to be fulfilled, waiting to finally be seen in reality here on earth. That's the pshat. Avraham in the Shemayim, Avraham here on earth. The Nisayon of the Akedah, the last great Nisayon, finalized the complete image of that Avraham, now walking and living and breathing here on earth in the image of that Avraham, from whence his neshama came, and for which reason the whole world was created. So stop, that's it, okay, complete. The images now match. You know, like biometric, okay? You know, it's you, it's really you. You're giving your pass. Right? Avraham Avinu was interested in that where he came from. What? Where my sheresh is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And created in a certain way so that I can be a certain way and become something as Hashem wants and knows I can be. That's all he's interested in. With complete selflessness. So by doing that, so you're reaching up to, you know, the highest places. You're basically, you know, you're pumping energy into all the olamos. So in the words of the Sfas, he says, that's how you are going to cause the world to continue to exist, especially in the case of Avraham Avinu, Behi Baram, where it's because of that Avraham and all of the children of Avraham. What does Behi Baram, because of Avraham, mean? Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shiftei Kah, who are all wrapped up in Avraham, to be eventually born from Avraham, that's Behi Baram. So Avraham now is completely selfless. And we are supposed to be in that image. And we're supposed to follow that selflessness. Because that's how our avos lived. Not at all for themselves. They're living for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, to carry His glory forward in all olamos. What does it mean, the avos hem ha-merkava? What does that mean? The avos are the merkava. Everybody has heard this. What does merkava mean? Merkava means they are the ones to support and, like a chariot that grows and moves forward and upward, they are the ones who propel the Kedusha of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself to fill and expand and grow in all worlds, the physical world, the metaphysical world. They are the Merkava, which means they're not here with any interest of their own. And what could be more glorious and what could be more satisfying than being a part of this promotion and this constant growing of Kedusha Elyonu. Then he goes on to say, "V'Hashabbos Yechiach." By the way, he says that's the reason why Shabbos is the provisor, and the way everything is given, everything is provided by how we keep the Shabbos. "V'Hashabbos Yechiach Sheyesh Bitl Kol HaMaisim." We don't do any work at Shabbos. "V'Hu Kiyum Kol Yimei HaMaisim." So he is saying that just like the selflessness of someone who's just doing the Ritzon Hashem, so Shabbos is a day when you don't do any work. And that's the day where all the Parnasa and the Shefa comes because of Shabbos. How that works is there's a fascinating Sfas back in Parshas Bereishis where he explains that all of the days of the week have a connection, in a spiritual connection, right, to Shemayim. To the Ritzayin Habayra. And there from whence Parnasa comes is the highest, highest provision. Understand, every morsel of food that we eat comes from a very high spiritual place. There's no way you can have a grain of wheat without the highest spiritual source where Hashem wants that grain of wheat should come and materialize and be here on earth to feed man. It has a very holy spiritual source, that one grain of wheat. It comes from a very holy spiritual place. And during the 6 days of the week, the envelope in which and through which that little bit of grain is delivered is work. That's the means through which it comes. That's the modus of delivery. Through avodah, through work. Shabbos is that one day where provision doesn't require any work. It's still attached to a place higher where you don't have to have any work, and the source of all what you need comes without work. But because it's one of the days of the week, it's also attached to the other days. And those are the days that feed off the Shabbos, which of course is a day more pristine because it's a day closer to the real source of what turns into our substance, our food. Our substance, our food, comes to us through all kinds of processes, you know, from worlds of the spirit into becoming a desire, to becoming an idea, to becoming a possibility, to becoming actual food, right? From the Atzilus to the Olam HaYetzirah, Bria and Asiyah, and finally, there you have this morsel of food. And Shabbos bypasses all of that, but by bypassing it, and it's one of the days, so it also connects to the other days, and the other connecting days, the days that connect to the Shabbos, then feed off the Shabbos. That's the idea, then, of how the Shabbos is the day that provides for the entire week. And he says, "V'chol hanaychel l'fanu v'zbaruch, kishatachtoinim heim kelim l'kabel habrocha." All Hashem wants is that we should be worthy of and connected to Him so that He can give and provide more. And the more we are connected more purely to Hashem for the purest reasons, the more can be provided. The greater the Kedusha in all Olamos, therefore the more Shefa comes and flows. Let's look at the next piece where this now all is going to be connected and related to Tefillah, to davening, and how to Avos daven, and how we should daven. The next piece, of course, on the pasuk in this parsha, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, Dorshu Chazal, that Sicha means davening, to speak. He was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch. And it was in the afternoon, it was Tfilas Mincha. And Yitzchak is credited with instituting Tfilas Mincha. Avram Avinu Tfilas Shachris, Yitzchak Tfilas Mincha, Yaakov Avinu Tfilas Arvis. So what does it mean to be metaken, to institute a tefillah? That's what the Tfilas Emes will explain. Avram Tikein Tfilas Shachris, Chazal say. Dichtiv, Vayashkim Avram Bavoik El Mokum Asher Omad Shom. Vayin Amidu El Tfilah. Of course, Vayashkim and Vayamud means he stood before Hashem, prayed for, of all people, the people of Sodom. Right? Yitzchok Tikein Tfilas Mincha, Dichtiv, Vayetze Yitzchok Lusuach Pasada. Vayin Sicha El Tfilah. Mara gives Tzukim to him. Of course, support, why Sicha means Tfilah. And Yaakov Tikein Arvis, Dichtiv, Vayivga B'mokam V'yolen Shom. Just as an aside, Tefillah was not just a arithmetic progression, 1 to 2 to 3. Looking carefully at the words, you can note that with each Tefillah, Tefillah became more powerful, and the character of Tefillah grew, because the first time, in the case of Avraham Avinu, is Tefillah that was in Amida. Right? The word is Elamakam Asher Amad Shom Ein Amida. Okay, he's standing before HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, Yitzchok, it's a step further. Because in the case of Yitzchok, it says, Vayetze Yitzchok Lasuach. Now it's speaking. And then in the case of Yaakov, it says, Vayivga B'mokim, Vayolim Shom. And Pgir means Tefillah. So you went from, Vayivga means to be Pogeh. You know what that means? To touch. To actually meet up with HaKadosh Baruch. It went from Amida to Sicha to Pgir. So it's not just an arithmetic, but it's a geometric growth. Yeah, Yaakov was metaken to this arvus atziv ayifk b'makom yolin shem b'medrash tanhuma parshazu ein luchami shekiven daitay al tefila. Medrash tanhuma says, you know, but the one who really had the direction and the kavana of tefila at its foremost and at its most important and at its most pristine was Avram Avinu. Ein luchami shekiven daitay al tefila kavram. What did he say? He was praying for the people of Sodom. And what did he say? Chalila lecha me'asos kadavar hazeh. That was his, that was the tefillah. That was the words. That's the expression. Chalila lecha. What does Rashi say? Chulin hu lecha. This is how, it wouldn't be holy of you. It wouldn't be holy of you to not spare the righteous people, if there are any, in Sodom. It wouldn't be holy of you. Meaning, what is Avram's interest? Of course he wants to spare the people in Sodom. But what does he really want to do? What's overarching in Avraham's intention? To preserve and grow Kiddush Hashem. Chulin hu lecha. If there's any shred of deserve why someone there should be spared, you of Hashem, you certainly have to bring it about. Because why? Not because it's just. Of course it's just and right. But what happens if you don't? Chalila lecha. Would you chalil Hashem? What does the word chalila mean? Chulin hu lecha. It would be profane. It's blasphemous that you Hashem Baruch Hu. So, but how do you speak that way? When your only interest is Kedushas Shemayim, when your only interest is the holiness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, grown and grown and seen and witnessed and grown and seen and witnessed more, then that's how you speak. You don't come and say, you know, the guys in Sodom, you know, really, you know, they're not so bad. You know, that's the difference between Avraham and Lot. Chazal tell us that Lot was busy all night trying to talk to the, you know, to the Malach who came to destroy, and they were talking about it, and he's trying to, you know, they're not so bad, and maybe, you know, and after all, and all kinds of, you know, however you want to rationalize, however you want to defend them, let alone that it didn't work. But Avraham Avinu is steps and steps ahead, because he's saying, it's about you, HaKadosh Baruch, it's about you. When Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Klal Yisrael, how did he daven for Klal Yisrael? What did he say? How will it look? How? Okay, you do deserve. They don't deserve. But how can it be a young Mitzrayim lamer b'ra'ah hatsiyom l'harayyeh som b'harim? How is it going to look? In other words, for your covered sake, So that's how you daven. You don't daven for yourself and your needs. You go and grow beyond that. And of course, all good things will come. But that's not why you daven. You daven because you want Shem Shemayim to be this rabbit's Kedusha and the Ur. You want that to all grow and grow and grow. And of course, that results in all good things happening as well. Ve'enyon hu, 3 lines from the bottom. Ve'enyon hu, ki ein v'chuvin hatfila. The tefillah is not in the right kavanah. That's not what tefillah is about. Tefillah is not that we daven because I need something. It's not sal kniot. See, I'm here 2 years, I learned a couple of words, not too many. It's not a sal kniot. It's not a basket or shopping cart. Vending machine, right? Right?
It's not.
Michael is saying that tefillah is not a vending machine, because it's something bigger than that. Everything will come, Mirtz Hashem. But like we begin in the Shemona Esrei, how do we introduce ourselves before we ask for anything? We talk about what humans need. We say how Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and you Kadosh Baruch Hu are Goymel Chasadim Tovim. All good things come from you. And they're all chesed, they're all kindness, nothing deserved. The kenyakol, whatever you give comes from and remains yours. V'zocher chesdei avos, so maybe goel, and you bring all kinds of salvation. L'vnei b'neihem, lema'an shemoi, because of your lema'an shemoi, b'ahava, with love, and at the same time love for us, but. It ultimately is effective for your glory and your name's sake. That's how we daven. So he says, rather, instead of davening because we need, and we have a bakasha, we have a request, no, rak kamay shekasuv, va'ani, svilasi l'cha Hashem, eis ratzoy. That's what we daven. We daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may there be an eis ratzoy. What does ratzoy mean? Ratzoy means a desire, a love. I want my children, Am Yisrael. I want them healthy, I want them well, I want to connect to them, I want to be with them, I want them to be with me. That's all. From that, after that, everything good will flow. He says, Shehiya bakashas ha'odom la'oder l'mala. What we are asking for is that there should be in heaven, in the olamos, in the spiritual world, eis ratzoy. Svilasi l'cha, so in Tehillim, Rashi says means that the eis tefilasi, when I daven, should be an eis ratzon, which is pshat. When I daven, it should be the right time. It should be an eis ratzon. There should be a time when no. Svasema says my davening is that all kinds of times that there should be eis ratzon. Now should be an eis ratzon. Tomorrow should be an eis ratzon. Tomorrow night should be an eis ratzon. Because an Eis Ratzon means a time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at, feels love for us, and is desirous of connecting with us, and being there for all of the Olamos, being there and connected to, rejoicing in. Ratzon means great desire. And so that's how we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own davening. That's why we say the bracha of Ritzeh. That's the meaning of Ritzeh. Ritzeh Hashem Elokeinu B'amcha Yisrael. Because Ratzon means, he explains, V'she Yispayes, be appeased. V'she Yisratzeh HaBayr Yisbarach, El HaTachtonim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, otherwise, to whatever extent you're not fully engaged, attached with what's happening here, Oyvei, are we in trouble? Chalila, right? What happens in the worst case scenario? The Torah calls it Hester Panim Chalila. So please, no. We want Eis Ratzon. Now, and all kinds of times, when you are available and you're engaged with us and we can engage with you and we're going to be looking for you and towards you and we're going to try to lift the sights of all of mankind toward you. And be marv kedusha. Ulefisha avos hayu kol megama sam lazeh, because that's what the avos were all about. That was their megama. That was their goal. So therefore, that's why palu kol echad eis miyuchad lehiyos eis ratzon letfila. So because that's what they were looking for. They said they know that since this is a created material world and we live in the context of time. So as a result, unfortunately, there will be times when we are closer and times when it might not be possible or we're not going to be graced with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness and intimacy and involvement with us the way we would be so blessed if it would be constant. So Avraham Avinu, because he's looking for an Eis Ratzon and because his Midah is Ahava, Ahava means to jump at every opportunity as early and as quickly as possible. Kol echad kifi midasa. Each of the avos has a midah, and the midah is reflected in that time of day when his tefillah was instituted. Avraham Avinu Olam Hashalom Ksiv Vayashke De'isa has simin l'ahavas Hashem. Sefer Yosher says, what's the ultimate simin of ahavas Hashem? Among many, one of the biggest of the simanim is Mishemakdim Ahavasa Yisbarach. The Chol Advarim. I love Hashem. I'm running in the morning. Why do you have to daven first thing in the morning? What are you doing before davening? How can you not first daven Tasha? How can you not first serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you love something or someone, you take care of it right away. You have no other interest. That's why the Tula of Reb Eliezer, after his Shemoneh Esrei, in what we call Elikai Mitzar, he added V'nashkim V'nimtza Yichol Levavenu Liyira Es Shemecha. V'nashkim, we should get up every day, and Yichol Levavenu, the desire and turning of our hearts should be Liyira Es Shemecha. But V'nashkim, that's the Midas of Rom. Midas of Rom is the love for which reason you run. So that's Tefillas HaShachar, first thing in the morning. Ubechinas Yitzchok. Yitzchok's category is Kamashikosov, Gvura, Rak, Beiras Hashem, Kol Hayom. Paskin Mishlei, Kiim Beiras Hashem, Kol Hayom. Yitzchok is saying, we have to not just love and run, but now maintain our strong insistence to serve and be on guard to do it right all day. That's Midas Gvura of Yitzchok. How about Yaakov? Oh, Yaakov hu lihiyo is davar shel kayama. Bechinis Yaakov hu, that something should last. What is Yaakov's Midah? Titan emes li Yaakov. And he goes on to explain, emes doesn't mean truth versus falsehood. Emes means when something has staying power and does not wane, something permanent. What did Yaakov do? Of course, as the third of the Shalshalos HaAvos, and Mitasa Shlema, everything then on, from then on is permanent. And what does Lila represent? Taking everything that you gained and accomplished during the day, it's not lost, you take it with you to bed, meaning it's now a part of me. Every day, when you finish a day of living like a Yid, you have now grown, you've created great things, they are now a part of the world, a part of you. You don't lose them. you take him with you. That's what it means when it says by Avraham Avinu v'Avraham Zaken Bo Bayomim. What is that? So Chazal said Bo Bayomim means every day he accomplished something that day was meant to accomplish, and it stayed with him, and he built upon it the next day. He took Bo Bayomim means he took all the thousands and thousands of days and built upon them, one upon the other, because they remain. But the midah of Yaakov is that, as he says, it should be miskayim. Titnim is Yaakov, shemat mi pi mayri zikni, kol dover shein miskayim, nikru chazov. When something may falter, it's called chazov, like lo yich zivumayim. That's why the Mishnah in Para tells us that the water used to make the mechatas, to make the people tahar, has to be from a be'er mayim chayim that never stops flowing. It can't be that there are months or weeks or days where it doesn't flow. It has to be literally constant. Then it's not achzav. Then it's emes. Because emes means truth. Truth is constant. A constant, unbending, unaltering reality. Yaakov says, whatever we are, whatever I've done this day, has to stay, has to be with me, has to be constant. That's tefillas arvus. I got to take it with me, go to bed with it, wake up the next morning with it, and plus. So the avos were not just metakin a different time of day. They were metakin that we should look to a certain eis rotzen and say we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there should be those moments and we want to be with you and close to you, and you should come close to us in those moments and be very proximal, as it were, in those moments. And the alamos should expand, the kedusha should expand, and that's what we're interested in. Your sake, lemancho, because of you, leman shemoi ba'ahava. The avos showed us that that's how we are supposed to be davening. All good things will flow from there. Yes.